Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina and Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 19, verse 26. This is where the word of the Lord is coming from today. On this day, we celebrate Mother's Day, and certainly there are many helpful, holy hints as to how we ought to show our love to Mother, just from the example Jesus shares from the cross. John, chapter 19, verse 26 says, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearers of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, show mother love until the end. Show mother love until the end. There is no stopping point in showing the love that one should have for mother, that wonderful person that God has given to each of us in our own life's experience. We ought to be grateful. I don't care what mother has done, what mother is, where mother is. We have been blessed by God to have mother. As a matter of fact, without mother, we would not be here on planet Earth, because it is the reality of through which he chose to bring us. When we hear this story again, most times it's associated with the Easter story, but it sure extends far beyond the Easter tale. There are things that we can learn from Jesus, who gives to us a helpful, holy hint as to how we should treat mother. It does not suggest that there is all there is to it, but it does give a helpful spin on him in the greatest crisis of his life, in the most trying time of his life. The person on planet Earth, perhaps, who has inspired him and instilled in him, who's kept him, been there for him, who was caring and compassionate, and more especially chosen to be his mother, was there standing at the foot of his cross when he took time from dying to see his mother. The record says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother. His mother wasn't the only one standing around the cross. There were other spectators. There were other people. There were other mourners. There were other haters. But yet, in the midst of that, Jesus connected with his mother. His mother, who had been there for every major and perhaps minor event in his life. His mother, who had given so much and sacrificed so much for him. His mother, who had no doubt shed many tears many times in life because she was chosen for such an honor as being the mother of Jesus, and he knew what she had been given as an assignment to do and to face as the mother of the Savior and her son. Jesus, who hung there on the cross, was divinely destined to be both her son and her Savior. And there on that cross, the Bible says, when he therefore saw his mother singled out in the crowd of all of the spectators and all of the people present, his mother, what goes through your mind? And first thing I want to say to you, my brother, my sister, just as Jesus's mother was chosen for him, our mother, each and every one of our mothers, were chosen for us. God knew what he was doing when he did what he did, and so as that is the reality, we must have an appreciation for mother like no other, because God never makes a mistake. Here, Jesus sees his mother. The first thing he does is he recognizes her. He recognizes her. The word says he saw her. In this word saw, recognition is so important because he acknowledges her, but he just does not acknowledge her right then. He sees her in her past. He sees her in her present, and as Savior, he sees her in her future. He recognizes her because of the contribution she has made to his life. She recognizes her because she has been steadfast, his rock of Gibraltar, his safe place, his place of comfort. He recognizes her because she's been there all the while. And she was not like most folk. They're with you as long as you're good. They're with you as long as you're doing well. They're with you as long as you're on top. But when you fall to the bottom, them same folk who were cheering you when it was good cannot be found when you're down. But there from that cross, as he hung, he saw his mother. What an encouragement to know that the cross meant to the public that he was cursed, that he was damned, condemned, that he was an unrighteous man, that he was a sinner, that he was one worthy of that place. But his mother knew differently. And still, there she was, right by his side. He saw his mother. Not only did he recognize her, but he respected her. He respected everything that she had been through, and then he respected the fact that what she was going through, she didn't deserve to go through, but she was going through because she was chosen to go through, and she dealt with it. She was a strong woman. She was a resolved woman. She was a woman who understood her role and responsibility, not only to Jesus, but to God. She was a woman who did her part regardless of those who did not. She didn't point the finger. She didn't make excuses. She did her part, and Jesus respected her for that. Oh, my brothers and sisters, when he looked, he didn't see his other brothers and sisters at the cross. When he looked, he didn't see all of his other family members at the cross. When he looked, he didn't see all of his disciples down there at the cross. He respected her because her place and position was a difficult one, but she maintained who and what she was, both to Jesus and to God. Hail Mary. This is that same Mary that the angel of the Lord spoke to. Full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. It was the same Mary. She didn't just celebrate when times were good and then vacate when times were bad. She was right there, the same Mary who fulfilled her course in life, and Jesus respected her for that. And my brothers and sisters, you've got to respect the mother who gives her all, who stays the course, because I want you to know mothering isn't an easy job. You know, people talk about, you know, women who have great careers and so forth and do this and accomplish that, and that is so absolutely wonderful and that is so very true. But may I suggest to you that some of the greatest impacts ever made on human history came from mothers who stayed at home and reared their children and placed the fear of God in them and caused them to be what God had called them to be, and that many times have gone unrewarded. Mary did her part, and he respected her for that. Oh, my brothers and sisters, don't underestimate the power of a good mother. History reveals many such women who have impacted the lives of great men and women who have gone on to impact the lives of our world because of great mothers. And Mary is one such woman. But not only did he respect her, but he took responsibility for her. Jesus was her firstborn, but he wasn't her only born. She had other sons and daughters, and yet Jesus took responsibility for his mothers. I want to throw this out parenthetically to all siblings. Listen, it is your job for you to do your best for your mother. I don't care if you have other brothers and sisters. It's your responsibility to do the best that is within your power for the mother that God gave you. Don't sit around, complain, mock, share the blame or put the blame on others because they have not done what they ought to do or because they've not done enough of what they should do. Do your best. For the one who has done the best for you. And so oftentimes in the work that God has called me to, I've seen how families have been split and divided over the care and the love of sharing for the care of a mother or a parent. I've seen how families have shifted the blame and responsibility on other siblings, not doing their part to a mother who was good to all of her children. But suddenly, life is too good, or life is too challenging, or life becomes inconvenient now to take care of mother when it was inconvenient for mother to take care of them. But she did her job. She saw about each one of them. She nurtured and trained each one of them. How different would so many mothers' lives be if all of her children did the best for her, showed her appreciation, took responsibility for her, shared the responsibility of doing right by mother? How much more blessed? Mother that has had many children and still have to take care of the children and their children. And sometimes the children's children, Something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong when mother has had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 children and mother's still living in the same shack they were born in. And they've been successful and they've got degrees behind their names and their lives are blessed, but you can't see the reflection of that in their mother's life. Something's wrong with that. When the responsibility falls on one or two and she has many, something's wrong with that. When you have connected yourself with someone who will not let you take responsibility for your mama, something is wrong with that. When she's been there when it's been good, she's been there when it's been bad, she's been there when you've been happy, she's been there to pick your face up off the ground, she's been there to encourage you when you want to give up on life, she's been there every step of the way, and when you get blessed, you act like she's too inconvenient for you to give your best to. Something's wrong with that picture. Children today don't recognize their parents, don't respect their parents, don't take responsibility for their parents. And something's wrong with that picture. God is not pleased with those who do not honor their mother and their father. Matter of fact, the Word of God does not put an expiration date on when you stop honoring them. You don't get too old, you don't get too big, you don't ascend to high places where you cannot recognize, respect, and take responsibility for mother. If you ever get that high, pray the Lord bring you down. Because there is another place you're going, and heaven ain't it. I wish I had a helper in the house today. Show mother love till the end. And you'll see Jesus, this great example. He puts death on pause to take care of his mother. When he therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto her, woman, behold thy son. Now here from the cross speaks the words of both the Son and the Savior. And when he says woman, he moves from the position of Son and speaks as a Savior. And as a Savior, he says to her, woman, a term of respect. Behold, focus in now on your new son. Oh, he wasn't trying to replace himself because he couldn't be replaced. He was the original, wasn't no duplication. Ain't nobody could be Jesus in the flesh or in the spirit. So it wasn't that he was trying to replace himself, but rather to reward his mother for being the faithful woman unto death, for being the kind of woman who was deserving of being well taken care of. Historians that suggest Joseph had already died by this time, that's one of the reasons why he wasn't around the cross, but Mary was still there, and Jesus was the one who provided for Mary after Joseph died. He was the elder brother. He was the one who knew that if things were going to be done, he would make sure that they were done. He took his responsibilities seriously. And so even now on the cross, as he's preparing to take care of all of the world, he never forgets about his mother. And so when he sees that disciple whom he loves, John by name, there at the cross, holding his mother, he recognized his mother's cry. He recognized his mother's tear. He recognized his mother's pain. He recognized his mother's sacrifice. He recognized the one who had been chosen by his father to be his mother, now broken in an agony and not knowing what tomorrow holds, says to her in her brokenness, "Woman, behold thy son." The Savior speaks as he, out of his own responsibility as a son, provides for the rest of her life a place where she won't have worries and issues of provision. Yes, he had other brothers and sisters, but it's clear he couldn't depend on them to take care of his mother, of their mother. They were not there then, and he couldn't, nor would he, depend on them to be there later. And so he took responsibility and caused an adoption act to be enacted at the foot of the cross. Because in the next verse, after he tells this woman to behold her son, he says, "Son, behold thy mother." And he joins them together in a supernatural, divine way that nothing but death would separate. And he had a peace underneath the skin that his mother would be taken care of for as long as she was on planet Earth. And the record was, from that hour, that disciple, John, took her into his own house. The inference is he provided for her everything that Jesus in the flesh as a son would do. John picked up and didn't miss a beat, because Jesus thought to reward his mother for all of the sacrifices that she'd made for them. What about you? What sacrifices, what responsibility are you taking for your mother? What provisions have you made for her later years? How do you plan to take care of her as now we move into an age where people are living longer and healthier lives? What are you doing to ensure that she'll be able to rest comfortably because of what she's invested in you? My brother, my sister, you can't assume that your brother or your sister is gonna do the right thing. The question is, what are you? Can you not be selfish for just a minute and in the midst of planning your future, plan a part of how you shall take care of mother? Can you, for just a minute, in your plans, make plans for mother being here a long time? Turned on the news the other day, and the news anchor mother Andre Morrow, his mother made 100 years old on Friday, and they celebrated her birthday 100 years old. She looked good. She looked like she was well taken care of. I don't know if it was just Andre or all of his siblings who took care of it, but when people see your mother and you've got just you or a whole lot of you, she ought to look good when she gets to her old age. Her hair ought to be laid. Her clothes ought to be right. She ought to have her face made up, her lipstick on. She ought to be proud of what she's done with you. And you ought to be proud about what you've done with her. Even if she don't even know she's in this world, if she's here, when folk look at her, they ought to see she's been loved, she's been cared for, she's been taken care of. Because it's a reflection on your love for your mother. Oh, don't tell me nothing about inconvenience. When she gave you, she had to give up life. Had to give up a lot of things she wanted to do, a lot of places she wanted to go, a lot of things she wanted to have. She gave up dressing like she liked to dress to make sure you were dressed right. Y'all ain't got to say amen. I know I'm talking to somebody in here. And now you barely call for birthdays and you barely share or show your love the way it ought to be demonstrated. How will you reward your mother? How will you say to her and to God, thank you for this person who, because of all that she's instilled in me, I am what I am by the grace of God. Who introduced you to God. Who perhaps gave to you all of the things that make life worth living, or at least introduced you to how to get it. My brothers and sisters, nobody knows. Heaven records and only heaven will reveal. As I look out and see many of the mothers here who sit here and they have children, some of which they are proud of and others, well, pray for them. So many of them sit here and say, Lord, I wish my son were here to hear this. I wish my daughter were here to hear this. Because they're certainly not honoring and taking responsibility and rewarding their mother the way that they should.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
You know, when I was a little boy, growing up in Louisiana, my mama and our group used to sing an old song that said these words, you know.